Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you are able to join me for the broadcast today. I'd like to begin by sharing a scripture found in 1 Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, verse 16. The King James reads this way, "Of the gold, the silver, the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee." Another translation says, "Arise and work, and may the Lord be with you." These are the words of David to his son Solomon regarding the building of the temple. And beloved, while we do not have a physical temple such as Israel was commanded to build, yet we also have our orders from the Lord, if you will, to be busied in building a tabernacle for the Lord, a habitation for the Spirit of the Lord. It's a temple that's not made with hands. It's God Himself who is the divine architect, the designer, and by the Spirit, His Spirit, He is causing lively stones to be a beautiful habitation of the Spirit for the Spirit of the Lord. There is a temple being built for those who have eyes to see. And this is a time for action. This is a year for action. The Lord wants to complete what He has started. And it's also a time to rebuild the broken walls and to advance and possess new territories. That's for each and every one of us, for this ministry and for each one of you in your own personal lives. There are some new things, new projects, new paths the Lord wants you to walk in. And we need to arise and work, for the Lord is with us. And I pray that each one of us will not fail to send God's calling upon our lives and what He's opening up before us to do in this new year. The word of the Lord says, "Arise and work, and may the Lord be with you." God had spoken to David that his son Solomon was going to build the temple. Everything had been planned, and various supplies, the gold, the silver, the brass, the iron, and so on, had been put aside in abundance. David had wanted to build the temple, but he couldn't. The word of the Lord through the prophet came to him and said that his son Solomon would. And there is a parallel, if you will, that the Lord Himself is raising up a more glorious temple than ever Solomon's temple was. It is a glorious, it's a temple made without hands, whose builder and whose maker is God. And beloved, you and I, brothers and sisters in Christ, we've been given the command as well as the privilege and the great responsibility to reach out and minister to the thousands, to millions needing Christ in whatever ways we can, through every possible avenue. God wants the message, the gospel of good news, to be preached to all nations. Now, I won't go into all the details about Solomon, the requirements and the things that he did in terms of building the house of the Lord, but the place itself was established by the Lord, the actual location. The ground was a threshing floor, and as we can see a parallel hill here, the church of the living God, God is establishing his foundation, his floor. It's his threshing floor, and his people have been crushed, if you will, on the threshing floor to bring forth that that beautiful grain and harvest as they would in harvest time. I'm going to turn and just read a little bit of 2 Samuel 24, where it talks about the, if you remember, David had incurred the displeasure of the Lord. He numbered Israel, and in verse 10, it says his heart smote him that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I've done very foolishly. And then the prophet came to him and said, choose which do you want, 7 years of famine, or 3 months fleeing before your enemies, or 3 days to fall into the hands of the Lord. And he chose the latter. And in verse 17, David said, and David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And so the prophet Gad came that day to him and instructed him and said, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded, and he bought that threshing floor from Arunah the Jebusite, and it was on this very location that the temple of the Lord, Solomon's temple, was actually built. And Christ himself is threshing the floor. His fan is in his hand to thoroughly purge his floor. David had made great preparation for the building. Even before he died, he set aside much of his own personal wealth. But the command of the and word of the Lord was that David must not build it, but he would do all he could towards it. And like David, beloved, we can't build the house, but we can be part of the building. We can cooperate with God's plan and with his purposes. We can assist, and we can prepare and wait before God for his directions. There's no way that we ourselves, in and through of ourselves, can build the body of Christ, but we must be available to be used by the Lord in whatever way he would desire. We must be, if you will, you know, it talks about in every house there's vessels of honor and vessels of gold and silver. Well, beloved, we must be the gold and the silver and the iron and every resource available to God, made available to him to build his temple, his house, a living tabernacle, if you please. Now, in the case of Solomon's temple, the directions were very specific. The house was to be very stately and sumptuous and glorious and gorgeous, strong and beautiful, and everything was simply to be the very best of its kind, since it was intended for the honor of the Lord of the whole earth. And also, it was to be a spiritual symbol of Christ, in whom all the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells, and in whom are hid all the riches of wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures of God are hid in Christ. And so the grandeur of the house would, what would the effect of it produce? Well, it would affect worshipers with a holy awe and reverence for God, and also would invite strangers to come and see the glory of the Lord. So in 1 Chronicles, David commands Solomon to set your mind and heart to seek and to inquire of and require as your vital necessity the Lord your God, putting God first. And beloved, for us to be blessed in our own personal lives, for us to flow into this a marvelous plan that God has. You see, God's doing this building. And we, no matter how, the biggest ministries, they're only a part of what God's doing. Nobody has the master plan. That is God Himself. And He's causing each one of us as we obey Him. It's like the piece of a huge jigsaw puzzle. It all comes together. And we can see God move, and God will build this house, this living body, into a glorious house, a house of honor, a house that will bring glory to Jehovah God. Hallelujah. In the 58th chapter of Isaiah, the word of the Lord says in verses 10 and 12, "And if you pour out that which you sustain your own life for the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in darkness and your obscurity and gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually." Does this sound like something you'd like, huh? "And satisfy you in drought and in dry places, and make strong your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of buildings that have laid waste for many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in." Praise God. Beloved, God's favor will satisfy your needs. He will put a gladness in your heart with a refreshing rain in a sun-scorched land of battles and trials. He will strengthen your whole frame, your whole being. He'll give you that strength. Just like the bones, the skeleton of our body supports our flesh, so He will support you in your time of testing, through the trials you go through. And as you see, the whole focus of this, if we will put the Lord first, if we will, instead of be concerned about our own needs, pour out our that which you sustain your own life for the hungry and to satisfy the need of afflicted, if we will put others first, if we will put the heart and burden of the Lord's concerns, His desire to see the lost brought in, His desire to see the afflicted comforted, to see the weak strengthened. If we will put the Lord's concerns, His heart, His purposes first, then we shall be blessed. We'll be like a well-watered garden, fruitful in the graces, and like a spring whose waters never fail, either in drought or in frost, as a stream of water, though it's continually sending forth, yet it's always full. So the charitable man abounds in good as he abounds in doing good, and is never the poorer for his liberality. Praise God. Well, I need to stop here. I see my time is rapidly getting away from me, so I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time, and I invite you to have a part as we can bless the Lord by doing good. Your prayers, your financial support, allow this ministry to continue on this station and preach the word, the good news, hallelujah, to multitudes. God bless you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.